Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff's guests appear on the Memphis Express phone line. Get on board the Express at AAF.com or call 901-881-3344 for tickets. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I got something to say, little girl. You might not like my style, but we've been hanging around this town just a little too long. Wow. You say you're gonna get your act together, gonna take it out.
Chris Harrington thing.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and Beyond. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what is this that we're listening to?
This is a song I probably played half a dozen times before. I stopped keeping track, but it's Memphis in the Meantime by John Hyatt. And that is in tribute to Marc Gasol, who spent at least part of his All-Star break back in Memphis.
I saw him at Lausanne.
Yeah, he put up an Instagram post of him at the gym at Lausanne. He wanted to get some shots up, and he couldn't go to the Grizzlies practice court anymore, I guess, and so he went to Lausanne.
Oh, that was fun to see, actually. Yep. By the way, happy President's Day. Did you know, you probably do know this, I bet you know this, that President's Day was originally George Washington's birthday, and then it sort of lay through in Lincoln on top of it, right? Except
Lincoln.
For, what?
Lincoln's nickname was Fartso. My son made this up and claimed it was real trivia. One of my favorite stories.
What?
Abraham Fartso Lincoln.
He made that up. Okay, so.
But he said it in a way that was very convincing. We were like, what?
So Abraham Lincoln is thrown in a lot of these places. Some states, Alabama doesn't recognize Lincoln as one of the presidents. They go Jefferson instead because Lincoln, you know, he helped. They have had a hard time getting things going since Lincoln did that thing he did. But did you know that in Arkansas, it's Washington and Daisy Gatson Bates Day? It's
I don't even know who that is, and I grew up in Arkansas.
That's what I wondered. This is the first thing you don't know. Jeffrey, who is Daisy Gatson Bates again?
She was a journalist and an activist that was instrumental in the 1957 integration of the Little Rock.
How about that?
If you will.
Well, there you go.
Good for Arkansas, right?
Good for Arkansas.
So Mark was here over the weekend, and there were all-star festivities over the weekend. I saw very little of it. I saw last night you tweeted, "I'm a little resentful this game is tightening up because I'd like to go watch
True Detective. Yeah, I didn't even watch the first half of the game because my wife, we only have one TV in our house these days, and so my wife decided she wanted to watch a screwball comedy with our daughter, and I was like, well, that sounds better than the All-Star Game to me. And so we watched The Palm Beach Story, a Preston Sturges movie from the 40s, and when that was over, I flipped the All-Star Game on, hoping that it would not be worth watching. Uh-huh. So I could go to bed and watch True Detective, and instead it was tightening up, and so I ended up keeping it on until it was over.
Did you see the Steph Giannis? Did you see that live, or was that in the first half?
I didn't see it live. I saw a clip. I did see the Steph Curry make the three-pointer and get the foul from Klay Thompson. I saw that live.
Right.
I did not see the Steph to Giannis dunk, or the Paul George dunk, which was good.
Paul George dunk was good. The Steph to Giannis thing, I maintain that the more jaw-dropping part was the Steph part.
The pass?
The pass was unbelievable.
Right.
Like, to be able to bounce it off the floor and have it perfect, that was fantastic. And then Giannis, like, someone tweeted, has Giannis come down yet? I went off to make a sandwich.
Right.
So that was great. Did anything else strike you from the game itself?
No. It's just guys jogging up and down the floor and jacking up threes and, like, dunking, like, you know, dunking impressively because they're the world's greatest athletes, but like sort of half-heartedly still.
Right.
And so, no, I think the game is pretty boring. The best thing about the game, which I didn't even see because we were watching the movie, is probably the introductions to me just to see the players.
And
right?
Dirk is not, you know, I mean, all that was nice.
Oh, yeah, Dirk's thing. No, I watched more of the 3 days. I watched more of Saturday night, which I DVR'd and forwarded through. I tried to watch the I watched Jaren Jackson's first rotation in the Rising Stars game, but man, talk about a tough watch. I mean, that's just the same thing. You're just guys just jogging up and down the floor,
right?
And jacking up threes, like playing half speed. And so those All Star games, like the Saturday night stuff, where you're isolating the skills, is more interesting. Games that aren't really games are just not fun to watch to me.
Right. A three-point contest is a three-point contest.
That is the best thing every year, and that is the sort of the foolproof thing. The dunk contest may sort of come and go,
right,
depending on the quality and the star power or whatever the participants. But a three-point shooting contest is, I think, always a sure shot. So that was good.
Won by
Joe Harris.
Joe Harris, who was the guy you wanted, identified as the player you wanted the Grizzlies to sign.
Oh, he was one of a few who I had identified. Yeah. He wasn't like the one guy I said they should get, but he was on my short list. Yeah.
Right. Joe Harris wins the thing. Mike Conley acquitted himself well in the skills competition. Did he?
He jogged his way through it. I mean, it gave him an excuse to be in Charlotte for the whole thing. I mean, he lost in the first heat to Jason Tatum, and
right.
he sort of went through at half speed, and like he would have won that heat, but he missed the first 3-point shot he took,
right.
And so I don't think he was gunning for the skills challenge championship. I think it gave him an excuse
He didn't have a chip on his shoulder. About
no, it being, was not going to be like, I haven't made the All-Star game, but I'm going to prove myself in the skills challenge. Right?
No.
Jason Tatum did pull up and hit. That was pretty cool. It's like when you play knockout or whatever in high school, and he pulled up from half court and beat Trae Young. So that was
cool.
Nice.
That was nice. Dunk contest this year?
You know,
jumping over Shaq is impressive. Like, it is
Hamidou Diallo's dunks were really good. The dunk over Shaq was the best, but the rest of his were good too. And like he was by far. In fact, it shouldn't even been as close as the stupid judges had it.
Right.
Like, he was by far should have been the winner. But it's a little bit of a like come down when it's Hamidou Diallo, right? And it no matter how good the dunks are, like it's not. This is not Vince Carter and Michael Jordan and Dominique Wilkins. It's Hamidou Diallo. It's a rookie second round pick who's like the 10th man for the Thunder, right?
This is the problem with all of it, honestly. The three-point contest used to be Bird versus...
Well, you and Steph Curry in the finals. That was good.
That's true.
You got beat out by Joe Harris.
The dunk contest used to be Jordan and Dominique and...
It's going to be Zion next year.
It'll be Zion next year.
That'll save the whole
thing.
And
with wearing the Memphis jersey will be good.
Right, exactly.
Wearing the Memphis jersey will be... When would Jaren make an All-Star team?
Not next year. It's going to be hard because the Grizzlies probably aren't going to be good for a few years. Year five maybe.
Anthony
year
Davis four, makes all star teams. He's made them many years. They're not good.
Did he make it in his second year? Maybe. I'd have to go back and look. I would say you're not going to have that happen until year 4 or 5 at the earliest.
Some said.
I mean, year 4 or 5, he's going to be 23, 24 years old.
Right. Some said that it was so quiet you could hear the tampering between the whistles. That is part of this that is a really interesting part of the league. And you don't get the sense that it, like with either baseball or football or anywhere else, you don't get the sense that the relationship of the players.
Right.
And I, in any real way, it's good. I believe in players being empowered and like in some great philosophical way, it's good. In the way that is meaningful to me as a fan of small market teams, it's not good.
Right.
But it is a very different thing. Like you really do get the sense that they sort of, you know, I mean, one of the big subtexts was whether Anthony Davis would go to New York or whether he'd go to Boston. Like, I mean, where would he go? Like, and so there's this whole wooing thing that's going on there.
Right. Yeah. I've never been to an All-Star weekend. My sense is that it is mostly not about the stuff that's on television. Whether that's like, you know, the parties and the social stuff, or that's like the business being conducted or what have you. It's sort of like, you know, the winter meetings of baseball. It's sort of like the, you know, that kind of thing a little bit. For someone like Mike Conley, like I think he just wanted to be there for the thing. And so the Skills Challenge gave him a reason. He could have just gone anyway, I guess. I'm sure lots of players do. But like, I think it's just a place where that people congregate and conduct whatever business they conduct and whatever social stuff they conduct. With the New Orleans thing, New Orleans
fired, by the way, fired Demps.
Well, that's what I was about to say.
Yeah.
New Orleans is interesting right now for the Grizzlies, not just because they're a division rival, but because the whole what's going to go on with Anthony Davis playing, not playing, and all this sort of reverberates a little bit to the Chandler Parsons thing coming up. And what New Orleans just did with their front office, I found to be very interesting, because they let their GM go in season, appointed an interim GM who was in their organization in some capacity and said, we're going to start our search now for a new front office person. And I thought, well, one could do that. The problem is at this point, I never thought the Grizzlies would do that. I thought maybe they should. And now it's like you'd be copycatting the Pelicans. But, like, you know, if there's any thought to hiring a new lead executive for the Grizzlies next season, well, New Orleans has already jumped the gun in terms of looking for candidates, right?
Well, I hate to say it, because in the end, I mean, let's be honest. Right now, if you could be the GM of any team in the league, okay, rank them. Are there teams that you would – is there any team that is a less attractive GM job than the Memphis Grizzlies?
Yeah, speaking of Charlotte – the Charlotte Hornets, because one of two things is going to happen. Kemba Walker is going to walk away, and you have a bad team.
Or you're going to pay him a bazillion dollars.
Or you're going to pay him a max. You're going to owe Kemba Walker $40 million when he's 34 years old. So there's one. There may be others, too, but there's one right there.
Yes. And they don't – that's worse.
Yes. Unless they win the lottery, which they won't, because they'll probably be in the playoffs. And so you're not even – yes, either you're going to be overpaying Kemba Walker as the only good player on your team, or you're not going to have Kemba Walker, and, like, who's your best player? Miles Bridges, who might not be good.
Okay, who else? What's another job that's worse than the Grizzlies' GM job?
It's debatable at that point. Like, Orlando is winning a little bit now, but, like, what's the path forward there? You know, what happens with Cleveland in the lottery, right? If Cleveland gets the first pick, that's one situation. If they get the fifth pick, it's a different situation, right?
If they get the fifth pick, they got nothing in Cleveland. Right. Like, they got, and that is, by the way, when people say, like, Colin Sexton, I don't know what he's going to be, but, like, that's the difference. If you pick, the difference between picking 3 and 7 or whatever he was is the difference between Jaren Jackson Jr. and Colin Sexton.
What's New Orleans going to do this summer, and what are they going to look like after they do it? That's hard to say, right?
But they're at least
they're going to get stuff back for Anthony Davis.
You have good stuff. I think you.
They're going to get some good stuff back. Are they going to get something better than Jaren Jackson Jr.? I don't know. Like, are they going to get Jason Tatum? Maybe that's better. Although we just talked about that ESPN thing.
And they said that
they had Tatum lower, right?
But
if you do the Lakers thing,
but you won't just get Tatum. You'll get Tatum and you'll get the Grizzlies unprotected,
right?
Whatever, and you'll get like.
Or you do the Lakers deal and like Lonzo Ball and Brandon Ingram and draft pick. I mean, yes, you'll have a more array of assets
rather,
there.
Yes, wouldn't you rather have the Lakers deal than the current Grizzlies roster, and knowing that you don't have that first,
then
round
you don't
pick
know the pick, you know the Chandler Parsons thing to deal with.
You were getting 3 first-round picks. You were getting
probably so. But to get back to your answer, my answer is Charlotte.
I think that might be right.
I don't think Detroit's such great shakes right now either.
No,
they may make the playoffs.
And let's not forget the Grizzlies do. It's funny, like Chris Wallace said it over and over again, ad infinitum in his press availability. But they do have Jaren Jackson Jr.
Right.
Detroit doesn't.
Right.
Like, I mean, you know, and there's a lot of teams that don't. And so they at least have, when we always talking about the you know, it's a star-driven league, you have a potential star. And there are certainly bad teams that do not have a potential star. And so I guess you're better off than the bad teams that do not have a potential star. In terms of the New Orleans thing was weird, though, because Demps could have been fired years ago. Like,
right.
For any, like, he failed at putting the right pieces around. He's the reason that Anthony Davis is leaving. There may have been nothing to be done, but fundamentally, he didn't do what he didn't
he
do.
Had
what,
that player.
He had
you
that
had a
player,
chance to put a team around that player.
And he didn't do what they did in Milwaukee, for example. Like, he's like they've put players around Giannis. And so
they're number one in the East right now.
And they're number one in the East.
They don't have a second true star, but they did enough around it to you're right there.
So he deserved to be fired. The weird thing was, though, is that they didn't fire him before the negotiations at the trade deadline. You got the sense that they fired him over this weird, when he got injured, left the arena early.
Yeah, I mean,
it seemed like a tantrum.
The sense I got was they were going to fire him when the season ended.
Right.
I think before that happened, my sense was that they were going to make a change at the end of the regular season, and that incident sort of moved the calendar up a little bit on that. They got angry, and what happened was Davis left the arena apparently within a game, he and his agent, to get an MRI on his shoulder.
Right.
And no one communicated that to the head coach, Alvin Gentry, who found out about it in his post-game press conference from a reporter. And so
that has a certain Bickerstaffian feel to
it. Yes, it does.
By the way.
Right.
So there was no way the Grizzlies could have really, I mean, they could have fired, they could have rearranged the front office whenever. But once the Grizzlies, the season turned sour, it was, you couldn't put a new front office in place in time to handle the trade deadline.
Oh, no, you had
stuff.
To get through the deadline.
You had to do the Mark thing, really. You had to get through
You had to get through the deadline, yes.
Okay. And you pretty much had to move Mark at the deadline. And so it wasn't, whereas they didn't have to move Anthony Davis.
Their belief internally by the time they got to that point was they had to move Mark by the deadline.
By the way, people may disagree about that. Is that because of morale, chemistry issues, or is that because he was going to walk and so you did, what they got is better than nothing?
No, I think more the former than the latter. Yeah, I think if they had known on the front end he will opt out and he will walk, that maybe, I don't know, I think you probably still do the Toronto deal, but I think it's a closer call. I don't think it was a, oh no, we have to, we may lose him for nothing. I don't think it was that.
It was just all the stuff.
It was he's ready to go.
Do you think, let's raise that question then, do you think what they got back from Mark, if you knew he was going to walk, and it had been peaceable from now until the
end
of the season.
Is it better than nothing?
Is what they got better than nothing?
I think that's a very, very close question, actually, because let's look at what you got. You got Valanciunas, player option. You got DeLon Wright, restricted free agent. You got C.J. Miles, player option. C.J. Miles is going to take the player option, right? So let's say Valanciunas opts out and leaves and walks.
Yeah.
Is the restricted free agent rights of DeLon Wright worth $8 million for C.J. Miles? I say no, because one thing it does, it sort of narrows, you're almost committing trying to re-sign DeLon Wright. Who's to say that that's would have been your number one target in free agency if you don't acquire him and have those matching rights, right? And so I think it depends a little bit on Valanciunas. Do they want Valanciunas back, and will he come back, and is there an agreement between those two sides that is mutually beneficial? That's not him leaving completely. And is not overpaying him, which I think would be worse than him.
Well, so the various options with Valanciunas, because I think in the end,
it's the same thing as Mark, it's just at a lower price. I mean,
so A, he could walk.
Yep.
B, he could opt in at $16 million.
$17 million.
Or C, they could reach a deal with him.
Yeah, that C has multiple branches to the tree. He could opt out and leave. Poof, gone.
Right.
Opt in and stay 1 year back.
Right.
He could opt out and sign a new contract for multiple years that would have a different salary next season than the opt-in.
Or they could extend.
They could extend. He could opt into that number and extend off of that, presumably at a lower number.
Right.
And then there's also potential trade options off of all that, too.
Okay.
Right?
Which, some of this remains to be seen because we have a whole,
one of my mailbag questions was because he's such a good fit with Jaren, I was like, whoa, let's pump the brakes. We don't know this. We need to spend 2 months figuring out whether he's a good fit with Jaren.
What's your inclination right now, though? If you had to make the decision now, the beautiful thing is you got 2 months to watch him. If you had to make the decision right now, which of those options do you prefer? That he walks, that he stays, that he comes for $17 million, or that you reach a new deal, or that you extend a deal?
I would probably want to keep him and add 2 more years to that if the price was low enough. If the price was low enough that I felt like that would make him a trade chip.
Like, what's the price? Ballpark.
12.
12. So 16, 12, and 12.
17.
17,
yeah,
12, and 12. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably do something like that. I would be.
I don't see why he would do that.
Well, I don't know, because look at the market for true centers around the NBA, right? Remember, Greg Monroe was an all-star. Now he can't even stay on a roster.
Right.
And so... Valanciunas is the kind of guy who, you know, the old-fashioned big who does he protect the rim? Not quite. He's a good post defender, but he doesn't protect the rim. He's not a shot blocker. Does he stretch the floor? He's been trying a little bit the last couple years, but he's not really a three-point shooter. So big men who don't stretch the floor and don't protect the rim, which are the two things Jaren Jackson does, which is why Jaren Jackson's considered an elite prospect because he does both, Valanciunas does neither. Like Zach Randolph does neither. Like Greg Monroe does neither. The bigs who do neither are becoming an endangered species in the NBA.
The folks in Toronto, and I haven't watched them enough to know. The folks in Toronto, two things. They say DeLon Wright can't play, which is really sort of interesting.
There's a lot of difference of opinion about that from people. Because Chris Vernon was talking about how all these people, fans from Toronto, were talking about how much they like DeLon Wright. I'm somewhere in between on this.
Right. I just was talking to the beat guys, basically, and they just said he's, you know, the old greater than the sum of the parts. Like, he just doesn't. You want him to be something, but he's not. And honestly, the kind of player that Vernon would hate, like, you would think. And then And when then with Valanciunas, what they say is he wants to reestablish his role.
Right.
And that's actually a perfect fit for Memphis. Because I said, will he be happy here? He said, he's totally low maintenance, will be happy anywhere as long as he gets his role. He wants to reestablish his role. If he could be here, play that year, I bet he opts in. I mean, who knows? I'm spitballing here.
Right.
Opts in for the $17 million, which is more than he'd get on the open market.
Right.
And then says, I can prove here. I got no one else who's going to play. You know, I can reestablish my role and probably get more than $12 million for two after this. That's my wager about what happened.
I think that could very well be the case. And I'm hoping that he will, Friday night when they throw it up, he's in the starting lineup. Because, I mean, they kept this whole, like, you know, Ivan Rabs earned the starting spot.
Right.
What, two games?
Right.
He started for two games, and then Ivan Rabs played well, but then you leave him in the starting lineup to guard LaMarcus Aldridge, who torches him, and then to match up with Robin Lopez, who's so much bigger. Ivan Rabs a bench guy, and so please, I assume they're going to move Valanciunas in the starting lineup on Friday night, and let's spend a couple months playing him and Jaren together a lot, and let's find out.
When do they reconvene? Because when they reconvene, we'll have Chandler as part of the
game. Yeah, I meant to ask somebody about that, but I didn't want to spoil, because I know at least one Grizzlies PR person went on vacation. So I assume Wednesday.
Right.
I can't imagine they're together today or tomorrow, but I haven't asked about it.
I'm not going to go to the Chandler Parsons press availability, the first one. Thank you. I will go to the I will go to the game,
right,
to see what the reaction is. That's the Clippers Friday.
I mean, I'm interested in the fan reaction, but I'm mostly interested in, you know, what is the – when he plays, should he be playing? Not just are you going to make some shots.
Right.
Two ends of the floor.
Right.
Can you play not just in game one, but game two, game three, game four? And is J.B. Bickerstaff going to make an unencumbered coaching decision about whether you should be on the floor, set aside your contract, set aside your name, set aside the drama? Or is it better for the team for you to be on the floor or C.J. Miles or – or whoever, right? And that's what I'm interested in seeing. Or Ivan Rabb.
Right. What, by the way, just to revisit that real question, the question about instinctively, do you think he fits is a good fit with Jaren Jackson Jr.? I mean, he rebounds, which is one thing Jaren Jackson Jr. does not do.
The rebounding is big. I sort of reject the idea that Jaren Jackson Jr. has to be a center and has to be a center right now. In fact, I completely reject the second. I don't think he's a center right now. Whether he ultimately has to be a center, I think that's to be determined. And so the idea of having a big center who rebounds and can sort of bang with some of the bigger bodies, I think makes sense with Jaren Jackson Jr. right now. My question is he versatile enough offensively? If Jaren Jackson Jr. is going to play on the block some, can he do something to keep defenses off of Jaren Jackson Jr.? And I don't know if he can stretch the floor well enough to do that. And then, you know, I don't know. To me... I'm slightly optimistic on that fit, but I don't think it's a sure thing.
Chris, thanks very much. We will talk to you tomorrow. That is Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. You can read his stuff over at dailymemphian.com. Do you want to tell you that the CSpire tech movement is taking over the region? The Southeast and Mid-South cannot compete for tech jobs of the future without the proper resources or training, so CSpire is stepping up to do this. They're investing in education, infrastructure, and people to make the Southeast and the Mid-South a leader in technology. When 10% of our high schools teach AP computer science, just 10%, CSpire is teaming up with schools and public partners to give teachers the training and resources they need to teach it in their classrooms. They got coding programs, they got competitions to give students the opportunity to pursue careers they never thought possible. And because high-speed internet and technology is the foundation for economic development, CSpire is on a mission to deliver managed information technology services across the region. The future is out there. The CSpire tech movement is leading the way. Join the movement at cspire.com/tech movement. That's T-E-C-H. MVMT. All right, 535-3776. 535-3776 is the phone number. Here's the question. Were you there Saturday night? Now, there weren't many, so we may not get a single call on this. Were you there Saturday night? What did you think? If you weren't there, why were you not there? We are going to, we may get crickets on this. I have no idea how the Alliance of American Football is playing in Memphis. I think some drunk people had a blast, but we will find out. 535-3776, 535-3776. We got some other things we need to get to as well, if in fact none of you were there. We're going to take a break. Back in a moment. It's Jeff Calkins, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Good.
Jeff's guests appear on the Memphis Express phone line. Get on board the Express at AAF.com or call 901-881-3344 for tickets. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
So, Jameson Lawn Partners, Jameson Lawn Care has recently joined the show as a supporter, and more thrillingly, they're going to be taking care of my house. That's the really thrilling part. But so when we mentioned this earlier, out of the blue, got an email from a mutual friend of knows Jeffrey and knows me. An email said as follows. Pleasantly surprised to hear Jameson Lawn Care is one of your advertisers. They're totally fantastic. I haven't lived in Memphis for more than a decade, but I immediately remembered them and how happy I was to be one of their customers. They made my lawn look great and grew grass in shady areas where previously I had mostly bare ground. Super nice people, too. Jeffrey then responded to this. They were at my house today, too, and I used them before they started to sponsor the show. Is that true?
Absolutely, 100%.
Look at that. Using Jameson before they started to sponsor the show. Now's the time, by the way, to get them over to your home. It may not feel like that today. It's a little nippy, but spring is on the way. And if you let it go too long, you won't be able to get the pre-emergence down. You won't be able to have the lawn that you want this summer. They got a complete fertility program to address the needs of not just the blades of grass, but also the roots. I told you this before. They started in 1939 in Memphis. And at one point, they were thinking of getting out of the lawn care business. But then they discovered a new system whereby everyone is happy. And so that's what they do. Give Jameson a call. 372-3166, 372-3166, or JamesonPest.com. All right, 535-3776, 535-3776. I want to know if anyone went to this darn thing Saturday besides me and if they had fun. And if they didn't go, why didn't you go and do you plan to go back? I honestly, sometimes, here's the thing. People have different views about taking phone calls, right? We typically only take phone calls. There are those, like Gary very rarely takes phone calls, mm-hmm. right? Then there are others who open phones all the time. Paul Feinbaum basically has his whole show is interviews and phone calls, right? Yep. We do if we know there's a hot topic mm-hmm. that people will want to talk about.
Yes.
I didn't know if this would be a topic or the fact of whether people will call is in of itself was interesting to
yes.
me. Yes. Like it's part of the experiment. And so let's go. 535-3776.
You don't need to touch it.
What?
Randy's ready to go.
Oh, Randy's already on. Randy, yep. You're on. Randy, how are you?
Hey. Man? I'm doing great.
Were you there?
I'm still hungover.
Oh,
yes,
God
I was there.
Forbid. All right. So, when did you buy tickets? And what made you buy tickets?
I didn't buy tickets. A friend of mine gave them to me.
Okay. So, a friend of yours. When did you decide to use the tickets that the friend gave to you?
6:30.
All right. 6:30. So you weren't out there tailgating for hours. That's pretty
no,
good. If
I
you. If you got hungover that fast.
I couldn't find somebody to go with me.
Oh, God. I believe that. So you went by yourself?
Yeah. Pulled right up across the street, parked, and walked over. And amazingly, we'd already scored a field goal, so I was surprised.
Oh, you missed the historic first points.
I did, yeah.
And so where'd you sit?
Oh, right at the 50 somewhere. I just walked down as close as I could get.
Wherever you wanted, right. And
yeah.
What'd you think?
Oh, it was amazing. It's like we've been fans for 10 years. We were yelling and screaming. It was great.
It was really fun, wasn't it?
It was a lot of fun. Liberty Bowl looked great.
Liberty Bowl looked great. I talked to Kevin Kane. He said it's never looked better. Like, it looked they've did a great job making the Liberty Bowl look great. And then the people who were there were totally into it. What was the beer situation? What'd you pay for a beer?
Oh, you want me to remember that?
Sorry,
I don't know.
I apologize. But you made. Will you go back?
Oh yeah,
you're going back. And this time you'll buy tickets. You're not going to count on your friend giving you tickets.
No, I'll buy tickets.
Okay, good. All right, look at that. He's got a fan. Thank you, Randy. Appreciate it. 5353776 is the phone number. Oops, I screwed up there. We go to Isaac. Isaac, downtown.
Hey, Jeff. How you doing, man?
Good. Were you there?
No. I didn't get to go to the football. I wanted to stay and watch the basketball, you know, all-star festivities and everything.
So which did you watch? Did you watch Tennessee? Did you watch Memphis? Did you watch the all-star game?
I was watching all of them. I was flipping through, you know, watching. Yeah. I didn't really watch Tennessee. I mean, I was glad to see them get thumped like they did, but I didn't watch it, you know. And hey, you know what's so ironic? My hometown's only about like 50 miles from Knoxville.
But
I was still glad to see UT get thumped. But what I was going to say, one of the things that the football needs to consider is. For Memphis, they need to consider bringing Tim Tebow back. I know people would laugh at that, but I think that would be an excellent person for them. And you know, because Memphis was a 16.5-point underdog in that game. I mean, whoever seen a football game that you were 16.5 points underdog?
Yeah. Well, I got bad news for you. They asked Tim Tebow. The Alliance of American Football asked Tim Tebow if he was interested. He is not. He's committed to playing baseball. It was actually a nice quote over the weekend from Tim Tebow. We may play it later about why he's continuing to play baseball. But they tried. I'll tell you, they tried. So your idea is a good idea. It's just the ship has sailed on that one. Thanks very much. 5353776, 5353776. And let's be honest. If they got Tim Tebow, he'd be playing for the Florida team. We go to Clay in downtown. Clay, you're on. Oops, Clay. Did I hit the wrong button? Did I hang up on Clay? Sorry, Clay. I apologize for that. Call back. I'm going to let you hit the buttons. We go to Derek. Derek, you're on.
Hey, greetings and salutations.
Greetings and salutations. And happy President's Day to you, Derek.
Yes, sir. Hey, I got the kids in the car. Listen, it was a little bit too cold. I had recent health issue, but I 100% support the team. Looking forward to going out there schedule-wise. I do think they need to make some changes at the quarterback position.
Did you watch on TV?
And get a little more local flavor.
Did you watch on TV? Did you watch the game on TV?
I couldn't find it.
It was on NFL Network.
Caveat, Jeff.
Yeah.
I made the decision to cut the cable.
Oh, I see. Okay, that's probably
good. So I'm on YouTube TV.
I need to
figure out where it was.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. All right, so Derek's 100% in except for going because it was cold.
Also,
I'm going to say that's 95% in then.
You can download the Alliance of American Football app, and I'm nearly certain even if you don't have the package, you can watch it on that.
He's cut the cord. Wouldn't it be great not to pay $180 a month for cable?
$180. Yeah, keep going for me.
So –
But I would rather die than watch a game two plays behind streaming.
I wouldn't know how to do it. Like I can barely get.
That's true.
I can barely even watch Netflix on TV. So I wouldn't know how to figure it out. 5353776, 5353776. We go to Jewel. Jewel, you're on.
Yo, what's up, Jeff?
Jewel, were you there Saturday?
I wasn't there Saturday. My little brother, he actually had some tickets, and he was trying to get me to go. But I was, you know, I was at work.
Yeah. We all found excuses. A lot of people found excuses, Joel.
Yeah, and it was cold outside. I think I'm going to pass on that. But, you know, he FaceTimed me from the game.
Oh, he went. Did he have fun?
Yeah, he went. He said that he actually had a really good time, and, you know, the football was, you know, okay. But he said everybody was up in the session that he was at. Everybody was up dancing. They had like two or three little DJs and had headphones. So he said that, you know, the atmosphere was really good. Now, last night I seen they had put out the attendance. It was like 11,000.
It wasn't close to 11,000. It was about 3,000. Official was 11, but it was more like three.
No. When he FaceTimed me and I was looking around the stadium, and I asked him, I'm like, yo, was there like 11,000? He was like, there's no way there's 11,000.
There was nobody there. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, we expect you next time, Jewel. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'll probably go. I did watch the game last week when they played in Birmingham. You know, I wanted to give it a try, but it was awful. Oh, my God.
The offense is not electric yet. Yeah, thank you, Joel. I appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks very much.
Yet.
I'm being optimistic. Okay. You know me. I'm the half full guy.
Okay. Are they signing another quarterback?
5-3-5-3-7-7-6 I feel bad. Who did I drop? What was the name of the guy I dropped?
Clay was who we dropped.
Clay. I apologize, man. That was my own just total ineptitude. Mm-hmm.
You can't cut the cord.
We go to Don. That's why I can't cut the cord. I can't even get people on and off the radio. Donnie in South Haven. Donnie, you're on.
Hey, man. We're excited about this football league.
But were you there?
I know my buddy Tyler was there. I wasn't able to go.
And what did Tyler say? We're getting a lot of secondhand information here. Tyler.
He loved it. He loved it. He didn't want to go because it was cold, but at the last minute he did. I think the ticket got reduced. The price got reduced. At first he didn't want to pay the $40, but whenever they went down, he went ahead and bought some tickets, and he enjoyed it.
Yeah. No, it was actually a lot of fun. It was the people who were there, I will tell you, partly they had this sort of hearty, we're the only people here, it's cold as hell, drunk, let's get into it thing. Like, it was raucous for 3,000 people. So,
when I watched us play the Iron, I really enjoyed the game, even though we didn't even score a point. I mean, this is good football.
It's it's vicious football, I'll say that. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. 535-3776, 535-3776 is the phone number. Now, I will say it's telling. Lots of people have called in to say, my brother was there, my buddy was there. Like, none of y'all were there except for the first caller. Bobby, you're on. Bobby.
Yeah. Jeff, how you doing? I wanted to say that I went to the game, and I had a fantastic time.
Look at that. Where'd you sit?
Yeah, I was in section 119, row 7.
And how was it compared to how you expected?
It was pretty much, actually, I had more fun than I actually was expecting. Even though it was cold and it was rainy, I had a fantastic time. And I plan on going back to the March 2nd game when I play San Diego.
I think that was my sense of it. People had a blast. I spent a lot of time wandering around just talking to people, and everyone was having fun. Now, I talked to everybody, but I missed you. But the rest, I talked to practically everybody else. It wasn't hard to get to everybody. I hope more people come. Any other thoughts?
Yeah, me too. I just want to see the Memphis to get behind his team and support them. Just come out. You will have a great time, I promise you.
Thank you, Bobby. Appreciate it. We go to the great Jarvis Greer. Jarvis, you're on.
Jeff, how you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Have you thought out yet?
I was in the – well, let's be honest.
I was
in most of the first half, I was outside and having a blast talking to people. Most of the second half, I was thawing out. So I did have I had a place to retreat to. It was cold. What do you think?
Well, I have to do the Valentine's excuse because if it's below 50 degrees, my wife is not going outside.
Yes.
But we have season tickets to the Orphan. We saw that Gloria Stefan on Your Feet, which was a great show.
Okay.
But, I recorded and watched it. And my son went. And he said everybody that was there around him, they were having a ball. They were having a blast. And it looked like fun on television. It was an excellent broadcast on NFL Network. They had Brian Billick in there and, the former Ravens coach.
Right.
And it looked like fun. And the defense plays well, but the offense just –
it's just so bad, Jarvis.
It's tough. And it's – if they would have a running game – they actually do have some of a running game, but it would be much better if they could throw the ball.
It would be much better. I sound like a homer when I say this. I think they would be better with Riley Ferguson at quarterback. Don't you? I mean, I just like they.
Well,
Hackenberg.
Well, he can actually hit people who are open. But the thing is, Riley's done with football.
I know he is.
He's a Tiger Scholar.
Yep.
And he's got a good job now back in Charlotte.
He walked away.
Yeah.
And I mean, he still had an opportunity to be at least in an NFL camp, and he just said, I don't need to do it. So
I think he would have had a chance in this league.
Yeah, he certainly would have had a chance in the league. Yeah.
He is accurate, and that's one thing that they are missing on this team right now. So, when it gets warmer, I think more people, if they watched the game Saturday night, they saw a good football game, other than the fact that Memphis couldn't throw the ball, but the defense was flying around, people were getting smacked. And say what you will about Hackenberg, he could take
a he's a
lick.
Tough guy. He's a tough guy. Yes, he's a great tackling dummy. He's like gets up every time. But I think we're. I also think we're spoiled by Memphis football. I mean, that offense was atrocious anyway. But we're used to seeing 50 points scored. You know, like that's why it's to me Memphis football has become so much fun. Thanks, Jarvis.
When the first two scores are set up by the defense putting them in, you know, inside the other team's 40-yard line.
Thank you, Jarvis.
Well, you know, hey, it's here. Give it a chance.
We'll give it a chance.
You know, as it warms up, I think, you know, more people will come.
Thanks, Jarvis. Appreciate it, man. We'll take the few who are still on the line. Matt in East Memphis. Matt, you're on.
Hey, I think one thing you just said was pretty important, that we are kind of spoiled by Memphis football and seeing those highlight plays after having Paxton and Riley and Anthony Miller the whole time. I watched the game Saturday. I didn't go. After the Birmingham game I watched, I kind of wanted to see what they would do at home before I committed my time with it being cold. I know that sounds terrible, but it's kind of the case. Zach Stacy still has some moves, and I'll be curious to see what they do against the Apollos. Out of the entire AAF, Orlando is dangerous. They look like a good team. They look really well-rounded. Our defense is strong, but if we can see something during the Apollos, I'll definitely be there on March 2nd versus San Diego.
Thanks very much. I appreciate it. Happily, to bring this all back to a happy conclusion, Clay has returned. Clay, thanks for coming back. Clay, how are you?
Not a problem. Not a problem. Hey, I was there, and you can tell by my voice, we had a pretty big time.
You had fun.
I had a ball. I went with my son and about 40 of his fraternity brothers from Ole Miss. And we sat on the 50-yard line on the front row, and we just wore those guys out all night long.
Well, he said it. The quarterback said, shout out to the guys sitting right behind me. I've never been heckled like that before. So
that was me.
That was you. Congratulations, Clay. You were mentioned in the press conference afterwards.
Yeah, I saw that online yesterday. We also got into one guy so bad that he sprayed us with water out of his water bottle. It was hilarious. And of course, we just went nuts on him.
Well, congratulations. That was good. So you'll be back, I take it.
Oh, absolutely. We are calling ourselves the Express Mafia. We're in.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it, Clay. Thanks.
Have a good one.
All right. That'll wrap up the calls on that. I do want to tell you that Cooper Systems is a place to go for all your computer needs. It's where I go. The other day, I was forced to go to a big box store because Cooper Systems was closed and I needed a power pack. And I sat looking for help for about 20 minutes. And I just said, this is not at all like with the treatment I get at Cooper Systems. When I walk in the door at Cooper Systems, they're Lee and Lauren Cooper. They're right there to help me. Right there. Boom. Whatever I need. If I want a new computer, they got that. They'll take you to the showroom. They got Apple, Dell, Hewlett Packard, Toshiba, Lenovo, everything else. My son, Andrew, just bought a new Apple from them, so they can help you with that. Or if you need repairs, they can help you with that. Technicians right there. They don't send it off to technicians across the country. Nope, they're right there in the store. It's the kind of service that you don't expect anymore, but that you deserve. And it's the highest quality place. Give them a call, 360-9679, 360-9679, or stop in and visit them at the Mount Moriah Office Park. Back in a moment. Oh, Steve Spurrier had something to say. We will get to that when we return. It's Jeff Gawkinshaw, 92.9 FM ESPN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Jeff's guests appear on the Memphis Express phone line. Get on board the Express at AAF.com or call 901-881-3344 for tickets. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It is cold out. You need your house to be secure. So if you're noticing cracks in the walls, your floors are sinking and slipping a bit, call Redeemers Group, please. Local company, they can help you out for an affordable price. 541-8765, 541-8765. If you got need for foundation repair, crawl space repair, basement water proofing, concrete leveling, they'll send out their expert, size up the situation, let you know what needs to be done, if something does need to be done. And if it does need to be done, just mention my name, Jeff Calkins. You will get $50 off the repair project. But here's the thing. It won't cost you anything to just have them out. 541-8765, 541-8765 to get your what's free in this world? Not much. Expert analysis is free from Redeemers Group. Will not cost you a single penny to get their expert analysis. Give them a buzz. 541-8765. Or on the web, redeemersgroup.com. Let's wrap this baby up.
Now, it's the closing argument.
Well, Steve Spurrier is back, and they played and defeated San Antonio, I believe, right?
And they did. It was the game of the week. It's the greatest game in the history of the league.
And they had a huge crowd. Okay, they didn't really have a huge crowd. But Steve Spurrier decided it was a good time to try to troll Rocky Top, and so he did.
This is not an easy atmosphere to play in. It was very loud at times. How did you combat the noise?
I think it was just as loud as Rocky Top, to tell you the truth. And I know the Swamp is maybe a little bit louder than here, but their fans are into it. They really were. They did a super job for San Antonio.
Good to have Coach back.
Just as loud as tough. It was a tough week for Rocky Top.
Hey, his team's 2-0. Yawn.
Tough week for Rocky Top.
At Tennessee,
Kentucky game didn't go the way the Vols wanted to go.
Like, they cut it to 6. You're like, okay, here we go. And then just Kentucky decided it was over.
Hey, it's President's Day, but we're all working, so don't change that dial. Jason and John coming up next. We'll be back here tomorrow. In the meantime, thanks for listening. Our work here is done.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.